What's really sinister about this healthcare? It's not healthcare. It's a transfer of wealth under the guise of health insurance, not care, insurance. What's really sinister about this? This just continues to remove any form of, what's the terminology here? Any form of republicanism, if you will, in the exchange of dollars and cents for medical services. If I want to go and I want to go get treated for my psoriasis, I have to go find a doctor who will see me. And in the current climate in which we live, or current medical climate, I may be able to find the doctor. But what is going to happen? Say I don't have insurance, and right now I don't. Playing with fire, Mitter Church. You're violating Obamacare. Yes, I am. Woohoo. If I were to go to a dermatologist, and I have one, and I gotta say, Dr. McGillicuddy, look at this spot here, look at the one on the knee, look at the one on the back, look at the one, Mitter Doctor is getting worse. What can you do? He's gonna tell me, well, you got a couple of choices, Mitter Chur. You can take this injection. And I don't know how many times you have to take it. I do know that if you do not have a health insurance plan, you probably can't afford it. It's very expensive, extraordinarily expensive. If you can't afford that, well, then we have these topical things that you can apply to it. Okay, well, how much is that? Well, do you have an insurance? No, I don't have an insurance card. Well, I actually went to a cash pharmacist. I stopped going to CVS and Walgreens, and I now go to the pharmacist. I'll just call her the pharmacist, Dr. Vinny Boombatz. And he's just a regular guy like you and I. He just happens to be a pharmacist. He's got his own little pharmacy. And if he doesn't have something in stock, then he'll order it for you. And he's very fair and reasonable with his prices, and he knows the trade. So I went and talked to him, and his name is Frank. And Frank said, Mike, in your case, if you were using a tube of that garbage, I call it garbage. If you were using a tube of that per month, it would almost be worth it to you to pay the $1,200 bribe that Blue Cross Blue Shield wants you to pay them so that you could say you had the insurance card and you could get it for the copay of 20 or 50 bucks or whatever it is. Is it almost worth it? One tube of this stuff cost $675, free market, right? Trying to get the generic brand. Well, there is a generic brand, but it's not. The point is that if there was not this rigged insurance system, and I actually had to pay for that medicine, there's two points here. One, would the company have actually developed it knowing that it had to sell it for $600 a tube? And who would buy it? Who would be able to buy it? The answer is no, they probably would not. That's one point. The second point, well, if they didn't do that, well, then what would all the psoriasis sufferers do? Gee, Mike, I don't know. Maybe there'd be research into a more generic and affordable solution that wasn't relying on the insurance companies paying the $700. You see the racket that's going on here, don't you? I mean, I can't be the only one that sees all these commercials. It seems like the entire planet must have psoriasis because every other commercial on TV is for, if you suffer from plaque psoriasis, and the people are all smiling and happy. And the implication is, if you're suffering psoriasis, you're miserable. It's almost though they frame people that have psoriasis as lepers. We're modern-day lepers of sorts. And why is that? Because it's all about the money. It's not about your health or my health. That is preserved in this repeal. It's what you just heard him say. It's what Senator Paul just said. Now, at some point in time, someone is going to have to pay for all this stuff. The insurance companies are reaping windfall profits in many instances. consumers, me and you, are sitting here looking at bills that come in every month and going like, dude, I can't afford that health. That's an insurance premium? I mean, for heaven's sake, if you pay that premium over the course, let's say you go 5 years at $1,200 a month. Do the math. That's almost $80,000. Who could fathom the idea that medical services or medical care for one individual in any one instance could actually cost that much? The whole thing is just mind-boggling. But the point is the dollar sign is what is the most important part of what we call healthcare today. It's not about your health. It's not about my health. It's about you and I being manipulated by this system that is being run by politicians.